Perek Aleph Beis and Gimel. Perek Aleph, the Rambam is going to discuss who's mechuyev in the mitzvah of machzis a shekel and how we calculate the value of a half a shekel. The Rambam begins with his introduction. Mitzvah Haseyachas. Hilchos Shkolim contains one positive mitzvah. Vehilitin Kolish machzis a shekel b'chal shana for every Yiddish male above the age of bar mitzvah to give a half a shekel every year. Beri mitzvah zubah prakamel perek rishon holach aleph. Mitzvah asa minatir is a positive mitzvah minatir. Vehilitin Kolish Yisrael machzis a shekel b'chal shana b'shana to give the half shekel every year. A filo on him is banished from his stock. Even a pauper who receives his sustenance from charity, chayv, is obligated in this mitzvah, v'shol ma'achirim. He may either come by this half shekel by borrowing from others, or mechik so shal k'seifei, or sell the garment that he's wearing, v'nei se'machzis ha'shekel kesef, and provide the Beis HaMikdash with this half shekel. Shnemet ha'osher li'yar, v'vedal li'yamet v'gamer. V'vedin nei se'pahamim rabbi se'yem ha'atul ha'machim ha'atin, should he be given in increments? Say a quarter shekel today and a quarter tomorrow, and nei se'n kula ke'achas, but pa'machas should be given all in one shot. L'chabes, min kesef, homer b'teira, the amount of kesef referred to in the Torah when it discusses ba'inus of a mafata b'mitzis shamra b'hedig eved, for some is Rahman al-Salam anas a woman, or seduces her, or slanders her, or kills a servant, who shekel her number b'chol makim b'teira is referred to as the standard shekel mentioned throughout the Torah, mishkali and its weight. In silver is shleish meis v'esem seira 320 barley corns. U'kvar hisif chachamam alav, the chachamim added to the value of this coin. V'asum mishkali k'mishkal hamadbeya hanikra sela, and converted its weight to the weight of a coin, referred to as a selab, is man b'yisheni. This conversion occurred during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash. But kamahu mishkal ha-sela, how much is the value, the weight of a sela? Shleish meis v'arba u'shmeinim sa'ira b'inanis, 384 average-sized barley coins, corns. So what happened is that the Chachamim, during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, added 20% to the value of the coin. So as we know in the Torah, it says esrim geira ha-shekel, the 20 geira to the shekel. So after the conversion occurred, it was 24 ma'or to a seller. Noch a gimel ha-seller arba dinarim. A seller is comprised of 4 dinarim. Ha-dinar, sheishmoin. A dinar is comprised of 6 ma'or, which gives a total of 24 ma'or for the seller, because he added 20%. U-ma'or here nikis be-me-meshe Rabbeinu geira. The ma'or referred to in the times of the Torah, in times of Meshe Rabbeinu, was referred to as the geira. Ma'ah hi shnei pundyanin. A ma'ah is comprised of 2 pundyanin. A pudin shnei isarin. Pudin can be divided into 2 isarin. A pruta, and a pruta is achas mishmeina be'isar, is an eighth of an isar. So it comes out, says the Rambam, the nimsa mishkal ha-ma'ah v'hi ha-geira, the weight of a ma'ah, which is a geira, is shesha shrei sa'iris, is 16 barley coins. Or mishkal ha-isarin, the weight of an isar, abri sa'iris, is 4 barley coins. A mishkal ha-pruta, and the weight of a pruta is chati sa'ira, is half a corn, is half a barley corn of pure silver. There was an additional coin in the common currency of those times, whose weight was 2 sela. That was called a darkin. Each of the coins that we have laid out, its value and its weight in silver, they're the ones that we're going to use in all calculations throughout these set of halachas. We have already listed them out. So there won't be any need to go over their weights throughout the sefer. The half shekel zu. The mitzvah is to give half the amount of the common currency of the time. Even if the common currency is more in value than the shekel that was used during the times of the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Rambam, as we explained before, that during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, they added 20% to the shekel HaKadosh. Nevertheless, if there were to be an event where the value of the currency were to recede, we wouldn't ever give less than the half of a shekel than the half shekel value of the shekel during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, shehu mishkalei mei v'shisha sa'ira, whose weight is 160 barley coins. In other words, what the Rambam is saying is that as different currencies are brought into circulation, we should bear in mind that the minimum amount of machzis shekel shouldn't be less than 160 barley coins of silver in weight. Lachava, b'zman shehu medbeya sholeisiz man darkeinis. When the common currency of the time was darkeinis, the machzis shekel would be a sela. As I mentioned before, there are 2 sela in a darkein, so half a darkein is a sela. When the common currency was a sela, everybody would give for his half shekel, half a sela, which is 2 dinar. And when the common currency was half a sela, the Masa Shekel that was given was that common currency, the coin of the half a seller. As mentioned in previous halacha, the Masa Shekel that the Yidden gave out to the Beis HaMikdash was never less than the half shekel referred to in the Torah of Eser Gedor. Halacha Zayin, Hakal Chayav Nita Masa Shekel, Ulam Mochiv to give the half shekel, Kehanim, Levim, Yisraelim, Vegetim, and Commons, Vavadim, Shechrarim, and free servants. Avaloy Nashim, Avaloy Avadim, not women and servants, Velekatanim or minors. Vim nas number. If they provide the masses a shekel, makabel mehem, we may accept it from them. Avala kusim, but goyim shenas no masses a shekel in makabel mehem, we do not receive these coins from them. Katan shehischal aviv liten alav masses a shekel, a minor whose father would give on his behalf a masses a shekel, shuv in a pesek, the father shouldn't stop this practice. Elo neisen alav b'choshana v'shana chiyag davitin alatzme, he should continue to give each year on behalf of his child until his child, his son, becomes Mochiv Bedavin and gives for himself. Lachachas, Ashkalam inam noigim elabifni. A bias, the mitzvah is only noig during when the times of the Beis HaMikdash are standing. Ubizman she Beis HaMikdash kayim, and when the Beis HaMikdash was around, Nisan es Ashkalam bein ba'etz Yisrael bein b'chus l'aretz. Both those who lived inside and outside the Eretz Yisrael would provide the machzis ha'shekel. Ubizman she u'chariv, now that it's in its destroyed state, afilo ba'etz Yisrael in noigin, even those living in Eretz Yisrael don't have the practice to give the machzis ha'shekel. Lachates, ba'echad ba'adr mashmina al Ashkalam. And the Shchedesh Adar, the announcement goes around to remind people to provide the Machzis HaShekel, Kedei Sheyachon Kol Echad V'Yachon Machzis HaShekel Shaloi, V'Yasa Litin, so that everybody is able to prepare their half shekel to give, to provide it. B'Chamisha Asir Bay, on the 15th of Adar, Yashu HaShulchanim B'chom Medina Medina V'Tevim Benachas, the money changers who would receive the Machzis HaShekel and provide it to the Beis HaMikdash would demand the Machzis HaShekel to be given in a friendly tone. Kol Mishitin Lehem Yikabu Mimeno. Whoever would give it, they would receive it from them. Those who wouldn't provide it, they wouldn't force them to give. 10 days later, on the 25th, they would sit in the temple premises to collect the half shekel. From the 25th and on, we enforce all those who didn't yet provide the half shekel to give. Anybody who didn't provide it, we take collateral by force, even if that collateral is his garment. Whoever is not obligated in the mitzvah of machzis ha'shekel, even if his custom is to give or he's going to give, we don't take collateral by force in this because he's not mochiv bedaber. We never take collateral again from kohanim in all situations because of the ways of peace. Rather, when they give, we receive it from them and we demand that they give the machzis ha'shekel ad sheyitnu, until they give it, but we don't take collateral to enforce their giving of the machzis ha'shekel. In Perek Beis, the Rambam is going to discuss how the shekelim were collected and the 13 boxes in the Beis HaMikdash into which the shekelim were placed. Perek Beis, halacha aleph, kesed kinsan ha'shekelim ha'shekelim, how do the money changers receive the and collect the shekelim? V'chol medina medina, manichin lefneim shtei teves, in every location, we place in front of them two boxes. Shuli ha'tevet ha'chovim milamato, the base of the box is wide, u'piyot tzar milamalo, but its top, its spitz, it's very narrow, k'min shofar, and it resembles the twisted look of a shofar, k'dei she'ashlichu v'seichon, to enable the people who are donating the shkolim to cast inside their shekel, v'leyeh efshel likach mehem benachas, but it would be very difficult to stick your hand into the narrow entrance and remove coins. V'lom ha'isen shtei teves, so why do we provide two boxes? Achas shem shlichem b'ashkolim shoshona zu, one box to allow people to put in their coins of this current year, and another box we provide for people to make up if they hadn't provided shkolim for the past year, because we collect shkolim for those who did not give the shekel in the previous year. There were 13 boxes, 13 chests. Kol teva kamin shofar, each teva had at its top the entrance-like form of a shofar. The first chest was to receive the shkolim of this year. The second chest was to receive the shkolim of the previous year. The third chest, the chomi sheyashalav karbon shteitenim, whoever would have to bring a carbon that comprised of two doves, one being an oil and a chatos, mashach tevim letevazil, would put the money into this box. Revius, the fourth chest, the chomi sheyashalav oilos oif bovad, whoever had to bring a carbon eilas ha'oif would put his money, the shkolim would be placed into that chest. Chamishes, the fifth chest, chamishes snad of liknis etzel mamracha, one who donated money to purchase wood for the mizbeach would put his money into that chest. Shishes chamishes snad of meis lavin, the sixth chest was for one who donated money to purchase the Levina for the different Karbanis, Shavis, the seventh chest was Lamishi Snadiv Zohav Lakapedis, was for one who donated gold to cover the Kapedis, which was on top of the Arin. Other Girsais have it, it was useful fixing the interior of the Kedosh HaKadoshim. Shminis, the eighth chest was Lameser Achatas, was for the leftover monies after one purchased the Karban Chatas. Again, for example, Shehifu Shmois Lachatosai, one set aside money to buy his Chatas, Vloka Chatas, Vahisim in a Mois, purchase a Chatas and has leftover money, leftover spare change. So Yashla Chashala Secha, that change would be placed inside that chest. To Shehis, the ninth chest, Lameser Ashram, was for leftover monies after purchasing an Ashram. Asidis, the tenth chest, Lameser Kinei Zavim Zavis Vyaldis, was the leftover monies after purchasing the pair of birds brought by Zav. A Zava and a Yoledas. Achas Esa in the 11th chest is Lameser Karbin Isnazif, the leftover monies of a carbon that a Nazar had to buy. Shtemesre, the 12th chest is Lameser Asham Metzera, for the leftover monies after Metzera had to bring his carbon Asham. Shlashesre, the 13th chest was Lamisha Snadiv Mois La'ila Behema, for one who donated money that would go towards the purchasing of a Behema that would be as an Oila. Halacha Gimel. Vashem called Dover Shiyu Ma'isav Besecha Teva, Kosav Alateva Mabuchutz. The name for which each of these monies would be going towards was written at the entrance, was written on a note on top of the box. So tonight, based in Hall, it was a condition made by Besdin, Akol HaMesaris, for all leftover monies, Sheikrivo Eilos Behema, that Eilos Behema were brought. Nimsei Salami, so it comes out, Shekol HaMais HaNimtseis Beshesh HaTevis HaChrenis, all the monies that were in within the, that were placed in the last six chests, Lo Eilos Behema Vairis Seha, Lo'ilas behema would go towards purchasing the behema for a carbon oil. Vayidisela kihanim, its hides would go to the kohenim. Kishakra leiris, like all other hides of the animals. V'chol ha'mois, shubateva shlishis, all the monies that were placed in the third chest, likach behen oifes, were to purchase birds. Chetzem eilis for chetzem chatois, half for carbon oilis, and half for chatois. V'shebaravius, kulon eilis oif, in the fourth chest, the monies in that chest was there specifically to purchase and Oilas Ha'oif. Halacha Dalet. B'chol Medina, Medina, Keshegeven Hashkalam, in each location when the Shkalam are collected, Meshalchen Oisam Biat Shluchim Lamikdash, they are sent with emissaries to the Beis Hamikdash. Yeshlechem Netzaref Oisam Bidinari Zahav, they have the Rishus to exchange the large quantities of Chatzis Shkalam into Dinarim of gold, Mepnei Masi Haderech, because of the Terech involved in carrying bulks of coins, so they would exchange them into more high quality coins. So Hakam Eskapza Lamikdash, all the coins would be brought to the Beis Hamikdash. Omnichan Eisam Melishka Achas Min Elishka Is BeMikdash, and they would place in one of the rooms in Beis Hamikdash. The second called as I said BeMifteches VeChais MeLechaisamis, and it's put under lock and key. UMamalim Mikol Hashgalim SheIkpetz Olsham Shalish Kupes Gedelos, and with all the monies that are collected, they would fill up three large boxes. Shir Kol Kupa KedeShetachol Teisha Soin. Each box had enough volume to put inside nine saw. Vashar Menichan Eisam Melishka. If there's any leftover monies, it would be lying around in that room. Vizeshu Besecha Kupais, the money that was placed inside the boxes, who nikra Trumas Halishka? It's called Trumas Halishka. Vizeshu Yeshayshon Yasla Mashesh Bakupais, any leftover monies that doesn't fit into these boxes, who nikra Shiari Halishka, is referred to as the leftovers of the Lishka. Hey, Vishlesha Prakim Bashona Teyman is Halishka, three times throughout the year. You would have one who would go into that room to remove monies for the upkeep of the whatever was needed in the Beis HaMikdash. Barash Chodesh Nissan, or Barash Chodesh Tishrei, Kedim Yom Tov Ve'Achrav. The first time would be Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the second time would be either right before or right after Rosh Hashanah. The Kedem Etzeres Bechamisha Sayem, in 15 days before Shavuos. The Ketzet Toymen Haisa, how would they remove the monies? Echad Nichnas Lefneim and Arushkov. One person would enter the room, Hashem Noim De Machutz. God would stand outside of Hu'im Lahem, and he would ask him, Esraim, should I remove the money? Vim Eim Loi, and they would respond, Tereim, 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 Shayesh Pam, three times, yes, you may remove the money. Then he fills up three small boxes. Each box is able to contain three sa. Each box would have three sa taken from the larger boxes. He would then remove these boxes outside, so they would be able to use it until the monies were finished. The same would occur 15 days before Shavuos, when they would again re-enter that room and fill up the smaller boxes from the larger boxes of money. You would then go for a third time, right before, right after Rosh Hashanah, and use the money that was left over in those larger boxes, until the monies are completed, until Rosh Chodesh Nissan, when new money was brought to the Beis HaMikdash. When Rosh Chodesh Nissan came around, they would be toyrim, they would remove the money from the new monies that were brought to the Beis HaMikdash. What happens if the money dries up before Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes? So Chayzim Retayim Mishiyari Halushka, they would take the money that was left over that didn't originally go into these large boxes, as mentioned in Halacha Dalet, that any money that didn't fit into the large three boxes was left aside. So if the money in the large three boxes was finished, they would use the money that didn't fit into these boxes. Halacha Zayin, Shalosh Kupas Haktanos, Shehu Toyrim Bohen, Mitzin Lachutz, each of these three small boxes with which he would put the monies inside and take them outside. Kosa Valehin Alef Beis Gimel, had the letters Alef Beis Gimel written on them, Kadesh Shistab Kumin Hirushayin Ashatichla, so that they would first use and finish the money in the first small box, V'chakech Mistab Kumin Hishni, V'chakech Mistab Kumin Hishlishis, and then use the money in the second box that had the letter base, and then finish the money that had the letter Gimel written on its box. V'teirim Hirushayinim in a kupa ha'achas ha'gdela, he would take out the money from the large box, V'machap ha'isa ha'gdelim in pachas and cover it with a sheet, V'teirim Hashniya, Makupa ha'gdela Hashni, he would then take box that had base written on it from the second large box, so machapa isa gdelim mitpachas, and cover after he takes that money covered with a sheet, v'teirim hashlishis minakupa hagdela hashlishis, he would then take the box with that had gimel on it, he would take money from the third big box, v'inu machapa isa mitpachas, but wouldn't cover it over with a sheet once he finishes using it, kadesh tia nikeres shabasim, he would not cover it so that it would be visible which of the larger boxes he had finished removing the money from. This was done so with the intent that when he would re-enter that room 15 days before Shavuos, he would know which box in the previous Terumah he had concluded taking the money from. He would then begin removing money with his small box number Aleph from that box that was remain uncovered, and then he would cover it again. He would then take the box number base, he would take the money from the box with which when he entered Rosh Chodesh Nisan he took from first. He would then take box number Gimel, the money from the box that was next to the one he took from just before. But he doesn't cover it over, so that he knows which box that he concluded taking monies with when he comes into that room just after Rosh Hashanah, at Shenimsa, so that it comes out that he takes money from each of the larger boxes and each of the smaller boxes of Aleph Beis Gimel receive monies from each of those larger boxes. Halacha Ches, Kishotelim Sholish Kupis Elo, when he places the funds in these three baskets, Teirim is Arishayin L'Shem Eretz Yisrael, the first one is done on behalf of the inhabitants of Eretz Yisrael, V'Hashniya, L'Shem HaKrachna Mokofna L'Shem Kol Eretz Yisrael, when he places the funds from the second basket, he does so with the intent of the inhabitants of walled cities surrounding Eretz Yisrael, such as Amnon and Moav, and on behalf of the inhabitants of Gans Eretz Yisrael, V'Hashlishis, and when he puts the monies in the third basket, L'shem Bavel or L'shem Madai, he does so on behalf of the inhabitants of Bavel and Madai, L'shem Hamadina Serechoykes, and on behalf of those who live in distant countries, L'shem Shar Kol Yisrael, and on behalf of the remainder of all the Yiddish people. L'cheches, Gushu Teirim, when he sets aside these funds, Miskavon Nitrem Alagove, Sheyash Berishka, he has intention of including all those who shkolim had been collected and are currently within that room of Al Hagove Shadai Lohigila Lishka, and his intent was for all the shkolim that were collected but hadn't yet reached the Lishka of Al Ha'asa Digoves, and his intent is also to set aside funds from the shkolim that are going to be set aside in the future. This is done so that the monies that he is setting aside are going to include all Klal Yisrael for the atonement that are involved with the purchasing of the Korbanis. So it's as if the Shkolim of all Klal Yisrael had reached this Lishka, and from all that money he's setting aside a portion. When the person enters to set aside the funds, he shouldn't enter that room with a garment in which one would be able to hide money, v'leib b'mino, v'leib b'sandal, not with the shoe or a sandal, v'leib b'tefillah, not with his tefillin, v'leib b'kamiyah, with an amulet, shema yachshdo eisei ha'am, lest people suspect him v'yemer, and they will say, hech b'im meisarishka tachas, tachtav kishetrama, that underneath, or within that garment, he hid his money when he was separating the donations. Umedabrim hoyu imei, m'shashi kanis, achashi yetzei, they were those who were standing outside, and the shamanim would constantly talk with him, converse with him, until he left that room, k'deshalit nesech piv, so he wouldn't have a chance to place money within his mouth. V'afal pishin is harem kol kach, and even though with all these precautions are taken, oni emisho hu nival, lohoin, a pauper, somebody who is lustful after money, lo yisrem, shouldn't be involved in this act of setting aside the funds, m'pni hachshad, because of the suspicion involved. Shenem v'yisrem nekim, Mehashem u'miyisro. In Perik Shlishi, the Rambam is going to discuss the laws that govern the din of the kolbein. Perik Gimel Halacha Aleph. Chatzay hashkalim, the half shekels, hakol tzirich nehem, were required by everybody. Kedei sheyitin kol echad v'yechad chatzay shekel shochayev, so that they would have the half shekel to give. Lefikach the focus hayadam heilech etzel shulchani, when a person goes to a money changer. U'mitzarif shekel b'shnei chatzayim, to get two half shekels for the shekel that he's providing. Gitin leiti sefes ala shekel, he would have to give the money changer an extra amount in addition to the shekel, sort of money changer's fee. Va'isai tesefes nek is kalbein, that tesefes, that addition is called the kalbein. Lefikach the four shnem shenosnu shekel, or shnehem, two people who give a shekel to fulfill the chiyuv, that is on both of them, chayovim b'kalbein, are obligated to provide a kalbein, a single kalbein. Halacha base, kol mishne eini chayiv b'shkalim, any two individuals who are not mechuyiv to provide the shekel. Again, for example, shtei nashim, shnei avodim, two women or servants, shenasnu shekel, who provided the shekel, peturim in a kolbein, are not mechuyif to give this kolbein. Nechein zetuim ha'ya echad chayv ve'echad patur. If in the shekel, one person was chayv and one was patur, v'nasna chayv ve'yad patur, and the person who's obligated gave a half shekel on behalf of the person who's not mechuyif, k'gein ish shenasnu shekel alav al isha yevet, for example, a male over the age of bar mitzvah gave a shekel for himself and for a woman or for a servant, patur in a kolbein, he's not obligated to provide the kolbein. Mechina kihana p'tur me'kolbein, so to a kohen is not obligated to provide the kolbein, the kolbein. V'ha'shekel al yad ha'kohen p'tur me'kolbein. And a person who gives a shekel on behalf of a kohen, for himself and for a kohen, also isn't l'chuyiv to provide the kolbein. L'lacha gimel, ha'nesan shekel alav, v'ala oni, person who provides a shekel on behalf of himself and a pupa. Oy al shcheinoi, oy al ben irei, for his neighbor, for a person who lives in a city. Im nesan olehem atana, if he gave this half shekel on behalf of his chavir as a gift, Potom in a kolbein, he's not obligated to provide the kolbein. Shrei nosen chatzi shekel matana, because he has provided a half shekel as a gift, k'dei laharbeis b'shkolim, to increase the number of shkolim. V'im nosen lahem hachetzi sheshakal ayodim derech halva, if however he provided this half shekel by way of loan, ad sheachzirulay, until they return the half shekel to him, k'shetim se yodim, when they have the means, chayv ha-kolbein, he is mechuyev to provide the kolbein. And brothers who inherited the state and had not yet divided the assets. Partners who one provided the shekel to fulfill both of the chiyuvim for the machzor shekel, but turim in a kolbein, are not mechuyev to provide the kolbein. Regarding partners who have used the money that is in partnership, and the money that is currently within the possession is different money that was laid down at the beginning of the partnership. Avam hevi zema esav zema esav, but if two people joined the money together, ve'ervum ve'adayin l'neishtanu hamois, but the money had not yet changed, lo yitzium, as they had not yet been invested and not gone out of their domain, hare'ilu chayev mekalbein, they are mechuyev to provide the kolbein, nosu v'nosnu v'achar zman cholku v'chozu v'nishtatu, if they had done business and then they went their own ways and they again repartnered, chayev mekalbein, the mechuyev to provide the kolbein, achi yisuv yitnu b'shutfus zu, until they use the money that is within the new partnership, ha'achreinu v'ishtanu homois, and the money that is within their possession has now changed because it has been invested in other places. Brothers or partners that had in their possession an animal and money, and divided the money, to provide the kolbein. Even though the animal had not yet been divided. But if the animal was divided, but not the money, they are not mechuyev to provide the kolbein, until the money is divided. And we do not say that the funds are considered or about to be divided. Halacha vav, ha'nesin shekel ha'hekdash k'dei sheyachshavu le'machzis ha'shekel, shehu chayv ba. Person who gives a shekel to the Beis HaMikdash treasury, so that it will be considered as if he has fulfilled his chiv of the machzor shekel. V'yitol chatzis shekel mamash nigbe min ha'achrinim, but he will receive in return half a shekel. Chayv shnei kalbeinis is mochiv to give two kalbeinis. Sh'ilu hoya ha'shekel kula lushkolim hoya chayov kalbein achad. Because if his shekel were given entirely to the Beis HaMikdash, he would only be obligated to give one kalbein, because the Beis HaMikdash would have to receive half shkolim by using the money changer. But being that this fellow wants not just to give his shekel, but also to receive half a shekel in return, so we require him to pay two kalbeinis. Halacha zayin, kamo hu shir ha-kalbin, what is the value of a kalbin? Bizman shu nisim b'machzis ha-shekel shnei dinarim, when two dinarim were given as a half a shekel, hoya kalbin, chatzi ma'o, the value of the kalbin was half a ma'o, shuhu echad mishneim aser b'dinar, which is 12th, it is a 12th of a dinar. A kalbin of lesser value was never given, because that was the minimum value of the machzor shekel during the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. The kalbinis don't have the same status as the shkalim. Rather, the money changers would separate them in a different box, until they are required by the Beis HaMikdash treasury. Person whose shekel is lost, he's responsible for it until it's given to the Beis HaMikdash treasury. People, inhabitants of a city, who gave over their shkolim to an emissary, and they were stolen, or they were lost. If he's an unpaid watchman, he swears to them, and that absolves him of any obligation, like the din of any shemichinam. They would have to, again, give a chatzi shekel. If the inhabitants of the city said, being that in any event we're going to have to pay again half a shekel, we don't want this shliach to swear, because he's believed on us for whatever he says. Nevertheless, in Shemelahem, their request isn't heeded to, because the sages established that when it comes to matters of a hektish, a person doesn't depart his responsibilities for them without taking an oath. If the original shkolim were found after the emissary swore, elav elu shkolim heim, both chatzoi hashkolim are considered shekels, ve'ein oidun lehem l'shona acheres, and they cannot be used for a different year. V'rishonim yiplu l'shikli hashona, v'achronim yiplu l'shikli shona sha'avro. The first shkolim that are now found should be designated towards the shkolim of this year, and the shkolim that was separated after the shliach made the shvua should go towards the shkolim of the previous year. Lachates shalchu es shekleihim biat shemesachir. If the shkolim was sent in the hands of a paid watchman, sharehu chayv begneiv avaveda. And shemesachir, we know, is chayv in cases of theft and cases where it gets lost. For of them men ba'inus, but they were taken by him, from him, against his will, by force. Again, for example, shalkachum listem zayonim, armed robbers took the monies from him, shuhu patur, in that case it would be patur. Roim, so we have to see, im achashin nitrama hatruma, nanas, if after the kohen, or the person who went into the room to set aside the money, that is when the monies were taken away from the shliach, nishba hashlich lagizbarim, so the shliach has to make a shavua to the God, towards the managers of the Beis HaMikdash treasury, or Bnei Hirpaturim, and those inhabitants of the city aren't required to give another shekel, because as mentioned in the previous Perek, that those who were setting aside the funds from the Lishka would do so for monies that are going to come in the future. And they were taken once they're already within the domain of Hektash. The inhabitants of the city, what were they supposed to do? They gave over the money to Hashem Esachar, who's chayiv, taka chayiv, in case of Gnei Vaveda, but in case of an accident beyond his control, that isn't something that is common. If however they were lost before the treasurer set aside the funds, they're still considered, that the monies are still considered within the domain of the inhabitants of the city, and the emissary would have to swear in the presence of the inhabitants of the city, and they would have to give the money again. If the shliach swore and the inhabitant of the city gave again another chatzis shekel, and afterwards the bandits returned the shkolim, elo ve'elo shkolim, both groups of monies are considered shkolim, and they cannot be directed towards the funds of a different year. And the monies that they currently gave, however, can be used for a previous year, but not for a following year.
Continues the Rambam. Yash mishemer, there are those that say, shashkalim horishenim, sheyiplu l'shikli hashana, that the batch of chatzi shekels that are going towards the current year, heim hashkalim shenigvu batchila v'avdu inenzu v'chazuru, are the monies that were stolen or lost and are now returned. Yash mishemer, there are those that say, shashkalim horishenim, that the monies that are going towards the current year, heim shagilu adigiz batchila, are the monies that reach the hands of the treasurer first. And the monies that come later go towards the second, the previous year. Continues the Rambam Halacha Yud. Hanoisen chatzi shekel lachaveide lalicha lashulchani lishkel oisa al yadi. Reuven gives Shimon a chatzi shekel as his shliach. Halacha Yud. Hanoisen chatzi shekel lachaveide lalicha lashulchani lishkel oisa al yadi. If Reuven gives a chatzi shekel to Shimon to take it to the money change on his behalf, the Haino Shimon is Reuven's shliach. Halacha shkala yaldi yatzmai. And instead of fulfilling his shlichos, Shimon gave the chatzi shekel to fulfill his own chiyuv, so that nobody takes collateral from him to provide the chatzi shekel. So it depends. Im nisr mahatruma, if Shimon had done so after the gizbar had already set aside the funds, mal he has misappropriated hektish, mal hashekel, shezeh hashekel b'shus hektishu, because at the time when Shimon used that chatzi shekel, it was already considered in the domain of Hektish, shekvar trame al asadigmais, because the individual in the Beis HaMikdash had already designated the funds, which included any funds that are going to be collected. V'nimtza zeh hitzel atzmi b'mamir Hektish, v'nena b'shekel zeh. Turns out that Shimon had saved himself by misappropriating funds that belonged to the Beis HaMikdash. V'im lo nisr mahatruma, if the fellow in the Beis HaMikdash hadn't yet set aside the funds, lo imal, he hasn't permitted me'ila, v'chayv litn l'chaveri chatzi shekel shenasnei, but it is mechuyv to return to Reuven the half shekel that Reuven gave him. V'chein sotu ha-gezel lo ha-geinav chatzi shekel, person who steals by force or by stealth half a shekel, u'shkoli, and gave it to fulfill his chiyuv, yotze, he has fulfilled his chiyuv, v'chayv l'shalom l'bayinam shnayim, v'lo hisav chemish, however, he is mechuyv to return to the owner of this half shekel, two half shkolim, or to add a fifth, if it was in a case where the Torah had already set aside the funds, and the chemish is mitzad me'ila. Lachid alaf, when eisem machzis a shekel min a hektish, a person gives half a shekel from funds that were consecrated. V'nisrema hatruma mimenu, and the person set aside the funds for the specific uses, as we learned that he puts them aside in different boxes for different uses. So kishistapko mimeno, only when that specific coin is used, Yischai b'meil is going to be mechuyev for having misappropriated kachim, v'yotze di machzis a shekel, but he has fulfilled his chiyuv of half a shekel. Nosanim im meis maisa sheni, if he provides the machzis a shekel for money of maisa sheni, yoichel kenegde b'rushalayim, he should consume in Yerushalayim foods that correspond to the value of half a shekel. Midemei shvius, if one set aside from provided half a shekel from funds that were given in exchange of produce that were grown during Shemitah, Yechol Kenegde B'Kedusha Shvi'is, he should partake of a quantity of food that is of equivalent value of half a shekel, within and treated with the same Kedusha that one would treat fruits and produce that grows during Shemitah. Hoyeshel Ir Nidachas Le'osaklom, if the half a shekel belonged to an Ir Nidachas, he hasn't fulfilled any Chiyuv. Lochid Beis Hamafre Shikloi, person sets aside this half shekel V'Savar Shul Chayiv, thinking that he's obligated by. V'nim sash eini chayv, and turns out that he's not mechuyv, loy kadash, that half shekel isn't considered consecrated. Hamafrish shnayim, a person sets aside two half shekel, v'nim sash eini chayv lo echad, and he realizes he's only mechuyv one half shekel, im b'zeh ach l'zeh, if he consecrates them one after another, ha'achlin kadash, the last one, isn't consecrated. V'im b'vas achas, if he consecrates them at the same time, echad, shekolim, v'ashini meis shekolim. The first one is considered the shekel for this year, and the second one is considered meis shekolim, leftover shekolim, that should be given towards the shkolim of the previous year. Hifra shikloi v'meis, if one sets aside his shekel and passes away, yipil in a dove, it should be directed towards the purchasing of burnt offerings, of eilis. Lochid gimo halekeach, mo'is biyode, v'omar eilu shilkri, when a person is taking coins in his hand, and he says that these are for my half shekel. Oishayim lakit, mo'a, iprota proto, he was counting mois or proteis, when he began to count, Omer, he said, I'm counting these coins to fulfill my chiv of machzis a shekel. Afilo liket melei kiss, even if he fills an entire purse. V'neisim mehen chatzis shekel, all he has to do is remove from the half a shekel shul chayber that he's obligated in. V'hashar chulin, and the remainder of the money is not consecrated. Shomeisad hashkalim chulin, because any overpayment given for the half shekel remains chulin. Halacha yedalad. Mois shenimtzu ben teva shul shkalim neteva shul nedavin. If money is discovered in the collection area in the base of Mikdash between the chest of the chatzis shekel and the chest designated for eilos, so it depends. Karev l'shkalim, yiplo l'shkalim. Karev l'nadava, yiplo l'nadava. That the box that is closest to should fall into that box. Mechzal mechzal, if it's equally between both chests, yiplo l'nadava should fall into the chest. It goes towards purchasing eilos and davim. Pnisha nadava kula eilo le'ishim, because that box goes entirely towards karbanis that are entirely burnt. V'hashkalim mistatke mehem le'eilos v'le'davana mecherim. But the monies in the that are directed for the shkalim sometimes go towards eilos, but sometimes towards other entities as well. Monies that are found between two chests should go towards the chests that they are closest to. Nimtzu mechza lamechza, if they're found equally equidistant between both chests, im bein eitzim lalavena, nimtzu yiplu lalavena, if they found between the box that goes towards the funds that are paid towards the lavena, or the eitzim for the maracha, they should fall into the box of the lavena. Bein kinim nageiz la'ela, if it's found between the chest that pays towards the pairs of doves, one for an eidl and nechatos, and next to the chest that contains birds just for an eidl, yiplo nageiz la'ela, it should go towards the box, the chest that funds the birds that go only for the eidl. Zeh ha'klal, the rule is that ha'ichlan achar ha'kadiv b'kulon, we go after the closest one, mechza la'mechza la'hachmi, but if they're equally distant between both boxes, it goes to the box that is more chomer, that is more stringent. All money that is found on the Temple Mount, chulin, is unconsecrated. She'ein ha'gizbar, because the assumption is that the money changer, the treasurer, he doesn't take money out of the temple treasury until he transfers their kedusha aspect to the animals that he purchases for karbonis. Being that is the case, so therefore money that is found on the Har HaBayis is never considered consecrated.